Hello guys, this is Shola Adio, and the title of this recording is Who is Pablo? Who is Pablo? Two nights ago, I saw this tweet, you know, retweeted onto my TL, and where some random guy was complaining that he went out on a date, and this girl said she's not ready to go into a relationship with him, and this was clearly a tweet of frustration. And I was just wondering in my head, who the heck is this? And usually I just try my best to try to mind my own business, but I just couldn't let this go. So I looked at this tweet. So I decided to fire off a question to him, you know, just in case he would respond. So I asked the guy, I said, this thing that was said to you, that she doesn't want to go into a relationship with you, when did she say this? Was it before you went out on this date or after you went out on this date? And it was taking him so much time to, you know, respond to me. So I decided to fire off another tweet to him. I said, look, there are two possibilities here, young man. It could be that after two dates, she's finally figured out that you're not the person she wants to be with, or she just enjoyed the food and she was quite happy to go with you, and by the time you now started, you know, attempting to take things further, she decided to press the brakes and said, no, I'm not interested. So it has to be one of the two. So I said that, I wrote that to him as well. But when I saw, you know, the reactions that began to come through, and I saw that the guy was not gonna, you know, he wasn't gonna back off from the tweet that he wrote, and it was beginning to go viral, I wrote another tweet to the guy. I said, look man, whatever it is, of those two options I gave you, you know, just chill. I mean, this is what life is all about. And you know, in life you keep attending interviews until you get a job offer, so you know, just chill. Then I saw that he still did not, you know, take down the tweet. So I said to him, look man, I'll advise that you take this tweet down, number one. And then number two, I said to him that I wished I got through to you before you actually wrote this tweet, I would have stopped you. That this is not gonna, it's not gonna be nice at all. I said to him that's two nights ago, that trolls are gonna come for you, and it's gonna be really messy. You know, and we all know that the rest is history now. The rest is history. I mean, definitely what he did was bang out of order. It could have had a very devastating effect on the girl, and of course the girl came back with a massive clap back, you know, by offering him back his money with change, you know, keep the change bro. And that was really hilarious. To be honest, it could have gone the other way as well. I mean, the girl could have reacted in a different way altogether. That could have been extremely devastating for her and her family, or entire family. So I really give thanks to God that at least she had the presence of mind to come back with such a very hilarious and strong response to Mr. Pablo. And you know, it was fun reading all the reactions and everything. And before we know what was happening, you know, the backlash was getting so heavy and heavy and heavy. And then also endorsements and stuff began to come in from corporate bodies in favor of the girl. You know, I said, see how God has done it now. You set out to humiliate this girl, and see, it was like the whole world, you know, could actually sympathize with her. I mean, come on, if this girl was your daughter, you definitely would sympathize with her, and you will be extremely 100% upset with what Pablo had done. So really, Pablo, I mean, when you look at it, deserved every bit of backlash, every bit of rant that he got against him yesterday. But going on further, I began to think to myself that why would this have happened? Where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? What could have been done to prevent this? And I also asked myself that, look, as someone who writes out a lot of tweets on relationships on Twitter, what could I have done to have prevented this? In fact, I even saw it as a failing on my own part personally, that where did I go wrong? What did I not say that, or what could I have said that could have stopped this? You know, and I've really felt so bad that I did not have a personal relationship with this kind of fellow that could have given him that open door to have told me about his frustrations, and I would have been in a position to stop him from going public with that kind of expression. You know, and towards the evening, I was reading the TL and saw that the backlash was still coming in heavily, and I began to have some concerns. I mean, we heard the previous week that someone jumped off Third Mainland Bridge and committed suicide, and I was beginning to have flashbacks that, look, man, I hope this boy is not going to do something silly. I hope he's not going to be going on the streets in Ibadan and get lynched by a mob. So, yeah, because you just cannot tell what silly things people can get up to. So I was beginning to have those kind of thoughts. In the midst of that, one of my followers popped into a DM, a lady, for instance. I mean, a lady popped into my DM and said, look, Uncle Shola, I think you need to look for this boy and talk to him, that I'm very, very concerned about his mental state at the moment, that this backlash is getting so heavy, I'm not sure if he can handle it. And I just thought, look, if I was already feeling that way and she came into my DM, then I need to, you know, act very quickly. So I reached out to Pablo. I said, look, I need to speak with you. And he was very prompt, really. He actually called, but I said, no, don't worry, I'll call you back. I'll spend my money and call you back and speak with you. Now, when I began to speak with Pablo, now, I got the shock of my life. Now, this was the shock. The person I spoke with on the phone was not the person that wrote that tweet, those tweets. Now, I explain what I mean by that. It's like, you see, those tweets, I would expect that they came from a very hardened mind, a heartless person, somebody who, you know, who had no heart, somebody who probably was not raised by his parents, somebody who probably was abused all his life and has no regard, no respect for human beings. That was the person I was expecting to talk to on the phone last night, but I was so shocked. In fact, I reiterated what he had done and said, look, Boboyi, look, oh, you know, do this one well, oh, you know, do this one well at all. And I was expecting the guy to give me excuses why he would have done such a thing. I was expecting him to even buy sympathy from me as to why he could have done such a thing. This guy offered no excuses at all. He said, look, I goofed up, I messed up, I should never have done it. I messed up. I thoroughly messed up. I should never have done it. I have apologized to her publicly and privately. I've left messages on her phone. I should never have done it. I was so childish. Look, I felt like bursting into tears when I heard this boy. And I just looked at it and I just thought, oh no, that it's very possible for us to go out there on social media and write stuff that portrays us as hard people, write stuff that portrays us as strong people, but you, on many occasions, you would need to talk to people and actually find out who they really are. Excuse me, this guy is so soft. This guy was a mommy's boy. I mean, I'm not making a campaign for him, but I mean, to be honest with you, this guy, everything I told him, he listened to me, he acknowledged everything that I said to him, and he thanked me. I mean, this definitely, I mean, I even asked him, you know, about his parents, his family, and everything looked right. So even after the conversation, I mean, and I asked him, what do you want me to do? what do you want me to do on your behalf? And he said, look, just anything you feel like writing out there to just help quench the fire. I said, okay. So I went out there to write my tweet about my conversation with him. But going further and asking ourselves, what could have been done to stop this kind of a thing? Where did we go wrong? Where did we miss it as men in this country? Now, you see, if you look at what has happened here, I am seeing a boy who attempted to go into a relationship, whatever relationship, let's give him a benefit of a doubt that, okay, he wanted to go into a serious relationship with a girl. Now, he's gone on two dates, and then the girl says, no, I'm not interested in a relationship. How would he have handled that? And I put out a tweet saying that, look, we need to reach out to our men and help them understand how to gracefully handle rejection. Help them understand how to gracefully handle rejection. And men were born with an ego. I mean, that's how God created men, with an ego. And of course, very uninformed women came very swiftly at me. I don't know what they thought I was writing. They even insinuated that I was indulging people to behave the way he behaved. No, not at all. I mean, to be very silly for you to assume that was what I intended. But you see, what I was trying to say is that these are boys who have grown up without people telling them how to behave, without people training them, without being close, really, really, really close to their dads to actually tell them that, okay, if you get rejected, this is how to handle it. This is how to, you know, rise above the situation. To be honest with you, it could even be that the girl was interested and maybe she was just playing the game that girls play, you know, which is like, okay, let me see how persistent this guy will be, and just said, no, I'm not interested in a relationship. So imagine if he came to speak with me, I would have just said to him, Bobo, chill. If you're really, really serious about this girl, you know what to do. Just leave her alone. Let her be. You've gone on two dates. Just leave her alone. Easter is coming or whatever. You could just pop a gift. Just pop a little gift to her during Easter, and then it will register in her mind that this guy is serious. And then just go out there. I mean, just go away from her and just chill a bit. It could also be that she was considering options. It could also be that she was genuinely not interested in a relationship at that time. It could also be that on that day she was not even feeling very well in health, and she just gave you a rash answer that she's not interested in a relationship. There are hundreds of possibilities that could have been the reason why it turned out this way. But you see, here was a situation where we did not have men, we did not have role models present in his life to be able to offer those possibilities to him and say to him that look, it's not as terrible as you think it is. It's not as bad as you think it is. He did not have men who had been rejected before in the past who could tell him and describe how that feeling was and how to handle such a thing. So this guy had nobody to guide him, and he went out there, committed his mistake, and he paid dearly for it as an adult. But I feel bad that while before he came to that stage, he was not educated, he was not tutored, he was not schooled, he was not mentored by anyone until he got into that kind of a situation. And I began to ask myself that what could have been done. Look, we need a situation today where and it's actually on both sides, really. We need a situation where the men who have gone before can look back and begin to pick up our boys, our young adults, and say, look, this is how to do it. This is how to handle this kind of a situation. This is how to handle this kind of a crisis, you know, and all the rest, and begin to show them these were the mistakes that we also made when we were in your own situation as well, and this was the mistakes we made, this was how we handled it, this was how we rose above these mistakes and all the rest. So you now discover that these boys do not have the privilege of the wealth of experience that their fathers and their uncles and people who have gone ahead of them have, because there is that break in communication. Now, what's the reason for this break in communication? I can offer a few reasons. Number one, let me also remind you that men have ego problems. So when I say men have ego problems, we have it on both sides. Now the young man has an ego problem because he will never want to admit to anyone that he has a problem, that he has a need for counsel, he has a need for advice. So he has an ego problem. He will go out there, do it on his own, make his mistakes, and pay dearly for those mistakes. Now also on the other side of the mentors and the people who can offer such advice, they also have their own ego problems as well, because they are men. You see, they have their own ego problems as well. And you see, the way you also approach a man also in issues determines the way he responds, determines the way he responds to you. So you have a lot of people whose wisdom and wealth of experience are locked up on the inside of them. They are locked up on the inside of them because they do not want to be humiliated in public. They do not want to be insulted. On many occasions, when I see people do silly things or write silly things that are men, I try to, you know, sort of like hint them, you know, that, Oga, I'm not sure this thing you wrote, though. But, you know, they will just come out with insults. Bah, boo, bah, boo. I just say, sorry. I'm sorry. So next time you see somebody making such a silly mistake, you just mind your business and just leave him to drive himself into the gutter. And whatever happens to him is his business. So that's the way life goes, you know, really. So and that would happen mostly. I mean, in fairness, I'm not saying that every man is like that. I'm not saying that every boy or young adult is like that. But what I'm saying is that there are fears on both sides. There is a fear on the side of the mentors and the people who can offer that experience that they could be humiliated by these boys with ego problems. And also, there's also a fear on the side of the boys too, that there could also be an ego problem on the side of the mentor, and they also don't want to be humiliated. They don't want to be disgraced. They don't want to, you know, like be, they don't want to be rejected. And let me tell you, men don't like rejection. They hate it. And I still insist that men handle rejection more badly than women. But there is something we can do. They can be helped. People can be helped. Everybody does not like being rejected, seriously. But this could have been well managed. This could have been explained to the guy in a very comfortable way, and he would not have done what he did. But let me tell you, the person I spoke with has the potential to be a great man. He has the potential to be a loving man. In fact, his reaction really also betrays that he had a lot of passion on the inside of him, but that passion was misdirected. I even saw people trying to tag him as a rapist, that you know, this is how rapists behave and all the rest. I think that is very stupid, and that is very unfair at all. I wouldn't write that about him at all. I think that is way over the top. And I saw somebody with a lot of passion, but that passion was misdirected, it was misappropriated, it was misapplied. And I just want to offer my support here, you know, to all our young guys. I mean, even after I wrote the thread, I discovered that more men have been, you know, popping into my DMs, you know, over the last couple of hours. And let me really be honest with you, I actually speak with more women than men, because for whatever reason, it looks like I just find them a lot easier to deal with. And you know, it's like, if we cut out the feminists, almost every other woman, if you really look into the face of a woman and shake her up and say, look, let me tell you this, you are wrong, just listen to me, you are wrong, hardly has any of them ever spoken against me, and they would always give me a listen. In fact, let me give you one example. There was a girl who went into a relationship with a guy, and it turned out very badly. Now, turned out badly, well, in the sense that she saw the guy, you know, hopping to another girl, you know, on the TL, and she came to me and said, look, I really, really feel like, you know, messing this guy up in public on the TL, that I just thought I should let you know before I go and do it. And I told the girl, I said, don't ever do it. If you do it, you are going to be burnt. The TL is going to burn you. They are going to humiliate you, and you might not even recover from it psychologically or emotionally. Don't do it. I stopped her. I was very strong about it, and she did not do it. Now, if Pablo had come to me, I would have done the same thing. I would have stopped him. But even my attempts to stop him did not yield any effort. And that's simply because there is a communication gap between men. There is a communication gap between men, and we need to bridge that communication gap. I also have my fault, you know, in the sense that I'm not sure if I want to use the word fearful, that I could be rejected, I could be humiliated. So I probably will just keep my mouth shut and watch you do your thing and drive into the gutter. But now I feel bad about it. I'm going to take a few more risks in this regard, and I hope everybody else, all my friends out there on social media who are doing the same thing that I'm doing, will take the same risks and help people that they come across on the TL. And we're going to make our country Nigeria a better place for people. We're going to mentor young people. We're going to bring them up in the ways and admonitions of the Lord. And because we cannot kill this man, you can't just, I mean, what if this guy jumped into the river and died? Now you've just killed a man that would have been a potential husband for some woman in the near future. So we cannot kill the men because they are not behaving properly. No, you can't kill them. We have to help them, we have to save them, because if we kill them, there'll be no man for you to marry, you understand? Except if you want to marry your dildo, and you know, but if you are going to marry a proper man, we are not going to kill the men. You understand? So we are going to help these men. We are not going to ostracize them. We are not going to demonize them, but we're going to help them in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is my broadcast about Pablo, that let us build bridges between our old men and younger men, and let us help everybody to be better in Jesus' name. Amen.